Chapter 3
Mr. Hark?
Chris heard someone calling his name, but the voice wasn't enough to rouse him. He sat on a wooden bench on the first floor of the courthouse near the outside door. The tapping of rain had a hypnotic quality, and it lulled him out of reality. He thought about his ex-wife. Hannah, the ferocious athlete, a runner, a tennis player. Hannah, obsessed with organics and gluten-free foods. Hannah, whisper-thin, all muscle, healthy, passionate. Hannah did not have cancer. That was not possible.
Mr. Hawk?
The voice repeated. He dragged himself back into the present. An older man in a black trench coat stood in front of the bench. Water dripped from the fringes of his coat onto the oak floor. The man wore a gray fedora, which he removed to smooth his thinning silver hair. He wore rain-speckled heavy black glasses. He had a beard trimmed so neatly that he must have used tweezers to keep the lines precise. He was short, no more than 5'7". I'm sorry, Chris told him.
Yes, I'm Christopher Hawk.
Michael Altman. I'm the attorney for Spirit County. I believe you wanted to speak to me.
Mr. Altman, yes, I do. It's about Olivia, of course. My office is upstairs. Shall we talk there?
Chris trailed behind Altman, who was a compact, efficient engine. The county attorney was easily 60 years old, but he marched up the courthouse steps like a soldier, without losing a breath. On the second floor, he guided Chris to an office on the south corner of the building and closed the door when they were both inside. The office looked out toward the river. Altman removed his trench coat and hung it on a hook behind the door.